Hey everyone, I have a time-sensitive announcement to share with you. Earlier this month, LifeSite was hit with another online censorship attack, this time on TikTok, after publishing the truth about the corrupt administration in the United States. In fact, LifeSite is still permanently banned on Facebook, and our main YouTube channel was wiped out, which is why we're only on the John Henry Weston Show YouTube channel. So this is because the prince of this world hates the truth, and we at LifeSite are committed to bringing you the fullness of the truth, even if the globalists and atheists don't want you to hear it. To help us push forward with our truth-telling mission, I urge you to join us during this special Advent and Christmas season with your prayers and almsgiving. Help us at LifeSite build a culture of life for you, your children, your grandchildren, in the face of massive opposition. By uniting your prayers and your giving with us at LifeSite, you promote our pro-life and pro-family mission of building a culture of life around the world. In fact, when you support LifeSite, I urge you to write a prayer in our comment box. It's a perfect way to infuse your prayer and almsgiving with a charity like LifeSite that you can trust, knowing that we will personally read and pray over all your intentions. We need your prayers and almsgiving now more than ever. We at LifeSite must reach our end of the year fundraising goal, and we have no corporate sponsor, which makes LifeSite's grassroots support from people like you miraculous. So please, as you listen to today's interview, click in the donation link at the top in the description of this video and offer your almsgiving and prayer to LifeSite News. This is the moment we need all of our viewers, even first-time viewers. Join the mission for life, faith, family, and freedom with LifeSite. Join us now with a financial gift of any amount by clicking the first link in the description below and be a force for good in the world. Also, don't forget to pray with your financial gift. Every little bit helps. So thank you and may God bless you.
There seemed to be a lot of low morale amongst the students, and like you could see it in the suicide rates. You could like, it wasn't just a distant stat. You could actually experience it firsthand, like see what was happening to your peers. And I didn't want any part of that, so that kind of sparked my civil disobedience there and encouraged students to walk out.
What if I told you that there was a Catholic school that was doing the whole transgender bathroom thing, and the girls in that high school were pretty upset and wanted protection in their own bathrooms. They wanted privacy. They wanted to be able to use their bathrooms in peace without boys being in the bathroom. What if in the school there was one heroic young man willing to speak up for his friends who were young women and go to the principal on their behalf and ask him, can we please give these young ladies their own privacy? What if the principal said, nah. But what if the young man said, you know what, we're going to do a walkout to insist on this for my friends, these young women. And what if he were suspended by the principal for doing that? Wouldn't that be unreal? Imagine if he were a Christian, a non-Catholic Christian, and this happened in a Catholic school, what an insanely upside-down example that would give him of what the Catholic faith is. Unfortunately, that happened. And we have with us the young man who is now suspended from this Catholic school. This is the John Henry Weston Show. Stay tuned. Josh Alexander, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin as we always do with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, Josh, first of all, I want to say on behalf of all Catholics, thank you for what you've done. What you did was a real show of support for decency in our world and for the Christian faith. And the fact that you were mistreated by this principal, that's unconscionable. So please tell us your story, if you would, from the beginning. How did this actually roll out?
Okay, so previously I was enrolled in the public board, and I had been known for doing the Freedom Convoy solidarity walkouts. And we got a little bit of media coverage from that, and I got suspended maybe 3 or 4 times. And after that year, I decided to switch to the Catholic board. So this September, I enrolled and I started going there. And maybe after a month or so, maybe a month and a half, it started to become pretty evident to me that there were a lot of confused kids in that school. And unfortunately, they had been taking certain alternative routes, and it was really starting to pose a bit of an issue with the privacy thing. And a couple female students addressed me about this, and they complained and said that there's male students that are using male washrooms. And I took it to the administrators after having quite a heated class debate about it, where both staff and students were kind of shouting me down, and I got some pretty crazy insults. Like I was called a racist for believing there should be separate washrooms, and I said there's only 2 genders, and apparently that was also debatable. And my teacher decided to educate the class and tell them that there's multiple genders, and I'm intolerant for not believing that. And so I took it to the administrative level, and they told me that my concerns wouldn't be legitimized until I brought in a female student who expressed the same ones. And so I actually found a female student that was brave enough to speak out, even under all that pressure. And she came with me to the office, and they were much more polite with her. However, they still refused to take any action. And when I went in and inquired for the second time, I'm like, okay, what's going on? I've already brought a female student. What are you guys going to do? And they completely dismissed it. And they said they didn't want to continue this discussion with me, and they removed me from their office. So I decided to edit a video, put out a poster, and stage another walkout, and hopefully get some attention, get it out to the parents, and see what happens. But they ended up suspending me while I was at home. And so I hadn't been at school for a few days, and my parents got an email. I got suspended for supposedly violating the Safe Schools policy through my social media. And I didn't end up being able to go to the school to encourage kids to walk out. And while I was gone, they told them all they wouldn't have transportation home. And some instances, they informed the students it would ruin their local reputations if they were seen with me at the walkout. And they kind of just used their fear mongering to disengage the students. And when the walkout actually happened, maybe only 10 to 15 students ended up walking out. Before then, the numbers were looking drastically higher. But school kind of intervened, and we ended up getting counter protests. I had 3 pride groups that showed up at my school. There's even a union busing people up from Ottawa. And it was pretty dramatic. There's about maybe 100-120 of them, I'd say. And they posted on social media calling, I have an organization called Save Canada, and they called it, or labeled it, a terror group. The Ontario Party with Derek Sloan and Freedom Fighters Canada, who's run by Jeremy O'Sullivan, they all joined me. Their logos were on the poster and everything. And there's another, I believe it was Inside the Ottawa Valley, was the news network that labeled them just anti-trans hate groups. So the media response is pretty negative. But yeah, I'm still suspended indefinitely. And I don't know, there's talk of me being expelled. I know the police are also involved in the school's investigation towards my hate-based comments. And that's where it's at right now.
Let's back up for a second. Who is Josh Alexander? Because you sound incredible and you're very, very well spoken. You've got another organization. You've already been doing walkouts for the Freedom Convoy, which is just incredible. Who are you? Where did you come from? How old are you? I don't want to start with how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Wait, 16.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep going from there.
So I don't know where I'd start. I guess I was homeschooled up until grade 7. So that certainly helped me stay away from the woke indoctrination of our education system. But just during the entire pandemic, as I call it, there seemed to be a lot of low morale amongst the students, and like you could see it in the suicide rates. You could, like, it wasn't just a distant stat. You could actually experience it firsthand, like see what was happening to your peers. And I didn't want any part of that, so that kind of sparked my civil disobedience there and encourage students to walk out, and that's kind of where it started. And ever since then, we've got media attention. I've given some speeches and been invited to a lot of different events and all that. So when this issue came up, it kind of was just like, that's what I went to. It was my first nature to go do that, and that's how it went down.
Just a quick note before we return. If you would like to stay up to date on LifeSite's coverage of the latest life, family, and culture news, subscribe to one of our many newsletters by going to lifesitenews.com/subscribe. And if you'd like to help us bring our truth-telling coverage to millions around the world, please consider making a one-time or monthly donation at give.lifesitenews.com. And now, back to the video. Look, I've got a letter here. There have been people already advocating on your behalf, but this is a letter from, it's the chairperson of the Catholic School Board. In fact, the chairperson of the Renfrew County Catholic District School Board. His name is Bob Schrader. He quotes, as backing him up, the Ontario Human Rights Commission. And it says, "The code allows for restriction of services or facilities to persons of the same sex for reasons of public decency. Facilities such as washrooms, change rooms, locker rooms are typically segregated based on sex. Trans people have the right to access these facilities based on their lived gender identity." In other words, that first part, which talked about restricting based on sex, is all thrown out the window because this absolute nonsense of saying a person lives their own trans identity, whatever. We've seen so many examples of men abusing women in these locker rooms, in bathrooms, and for the excuse they call themselves trans men. This is a complete insanity. So, okay, you're a really young person. You've been raised, thanks be to God, obviously in a Christian home and homeschooled to keep you, as you said, out of the woke agenda from being indoctrinated in it. What's your motivating factor here? What was motivating you to take it on to go to the principal for these young women?
I don't know. Just as a young man, I mean, it felt like my duty to do it. It just felt like a responsibility. I knew I could do something about it from my past experiences, and so I had to give it a shot. I wouldn't personally be able to live knowing I could have done something and didn't do it. So that's a...
Chivalry seems to be a dead art these days. It seems to come naturally to you, praise God. So you've been out touring, and obviously your story is, I mean, it's so emblematic of the hell that we're living through right now as a culture, and the depths to which the Catholic Church and many Christian churches have plummeted in this regard. There's all sorts of indoctrination, if you will, into the woke agenda by all sorts of church leaders. And it's not only on the LGBT agenda, it's also on the plandemic, as you mentioned earlier. So what are your plans for the future? What do you see yourself doing?
Well, just recently, like you said, I've been touring. I've gone to a lot of churches and all that, and just trying to raise awareness to it, make sure that everybody knows what's going on. And I've got a bunch of ideas in the back of my head. We're starting to kind of hammer out the details, but we're looking to take more action. I mean, it never was supposed to end with one school walkout where I get suspended and that's game over. And something more needs to happen. And the churches need to know, the parents need to know. We kind of need to, in my opinion, stop fighting and bickering over a denomination or whatever, and just kind of unite as the universal church and start taking action against the evil in our world that's actually affecting our youth right now and the entire next generation. And so we've got a couple ideas that we aren't quite ready to announce them yet, but we're just starting to network now and get ready for whatever's to come next.
Very good. And what's the name of your group called, and where can people find out about it?
Save Canada. So you can go to my website. It's savecanada.army. And we've got a store there, and there's some updates posted. But honestly, the best way to keep posted is just look at my personal social media. So you can find me on Facebook under my name, or go to my Instagram. And yeah, there's quite a few places you can find us.
What would be your message to young people who are facing challenges, both challenges in terms of if they try to push back, they're suspended or threatened with suspension. They're given low grades in classes where they write the truth. So they usually just write whatever the teacher wants. And many young women are they feel totally uncomfortable, and they have to make do to try and do whatever they can to avoid the situation of using their own locker rooms or bathrooms.
Well, we have a powerful voice. A lot of young people don't realize that, but in my experience, I've gone to two different high schools, and it usually it takes one voice to speak out against something before you get that conversation going. And to put it in simple terms, if my voice didn't count, I would still be at school right now. It's 1 o'clock. I'd probably be in my math class right now. Obviously, our voices matter. And so speak out. Like, it's you will face backlash, but you're not alone. And like, the amount of support from across the country, it's been incredible. It's been the most encouraging week of my life. I've like the amount of churches I've been to, the communities I've seen. And so, yes, don't stop, don't quit. Just keep speaking out. And the more of us that do it, the faster we'll accomplish what we need to get done.
Amazing. You truly are heroic in this situation. Praise God. Keep up your prayers. We're going to pray for you. We've got a petition to support you that we're going to be delivering. And we really hope that gains a lot of signatures, but we're also going to get people to call into the school. What's happening is unconscionable. People need to hear about it. And hopefully the authorities will hear. Even if they don't change their minds, they'll at least be able to hear that there's a great number of Canadians who support you, who support sanity in our schools, and support young ladies in their right to privacy in their own bathrooms. Any final words for us, Josh?
Don't stop as long as you've got the Lord on your side. We have to remember we're pilgrims on this earth. So just keep up the good fight and make sure you have God in your corner, and you'll be all right.
Amen to that. We're going to flash up on the screen right now both the number for the principal at the school and, again, Bob Schrader, the chairman of the Catholic School Board in Renfrew, his number as well. Please feel free to reach out to them. Go to lifepetitions.com to sign our petition in support of Josh Alexander. Thank you again, Josh. God bless you.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you. We'll see you next time. Every single day, there are new developments in the culture war. You need to stay on top of the news from the front lines around the world. At LifeSite, it's actually our mission to serve you the truth on life, faith, family, and freedom so that you can be an effective soldier for Christ. Subscribe now and never miss an important development in the culture war that you need to know about, all from a faithful Catholic perspective. And check out the links below to get involved with our reporting and our pro-life partners. Thank you and God bless you.